T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Dan Cook, as we bring Jason DeRush into the conversation, the CenterPoint Energy Home Services Plus hotline, when we get back to normal, and we all hope that's as soon as possible, can I now have, say it with Jason's words, yummy, anytime he calls or texts me?
Yeah, we can figure that out, sure.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Jason, would you like to have that come up when I call you?
Be a great ringtone, no question about it. I think I was I doing a riff on the Keys Cafe commercials? I believe that's what I was doing.
Well, you should have, because I also, and we both love Keys, but I go back to when the Keys folks at the end of a commercial would say, and we've got Pepsi. And I love Pepsi.
Yes. You know?
But I don't think a lot of people are trying to decide which breakfast or lunch place they were going to go and say, Pepsi is the key. Now, again, I prefer Pepsi to Coke. Where are you in the Pepsi Coke battle?
Whoa.
I'm in the minority here.
I'm more of a Coke guy, but I'm not really. I don't drink a lot of soda anymore, so kind of just switch straight to booze.
Yeah, just, you
know, for my health.
Booze. I end up drinking more of the pop. I'm a pop guy here.
Yeah.
When I'm downtown, so my pop. Level is dropped down when I'm in Quentin's office here.
Sure.
Are we going to see any more of you and your wife and your role playing on Twitter today? Your little sex games out there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
cops and robbers, and you're chasing her around. I mean, Twitter after dark with DeRusha J.
Well, you got to keep it fresh. I mean, we're all spending a lot of time with our significant others, and this is the time. You know, here's the kind of the social contract you have when you get in a marriage, right? It's for better or for worse. It's you know, you want this person to be your partner for life.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean all day long.
Epoxy deal.
It's a lot of time together.
A lot of time.
So, You know, so you got to keep it fresh so you don't fight all the time. So we're putting on masks. No, the CDC said to put on masks, and we did it.
Okay,
and,
so you did this.
Twitter being what it was, people are really bringing out their absolute most obnoxious behavior on social media. I think people are losing their mind.
I think they are, because
it's,
and I'm
really
glad,
like,
you brought
I've
this
been on
up.
Twitter for 10 years, and I have never been as close to shutting it down as I have been over the last several days.
Is this tied to the fact that I've jumped on the last 4 months?
No, you were funny. Yours was, well, maybe. You really missed the prime trolling. Or maybe you're here for the prime trolling season.
I pretty much am. I mean, you know me. I was monitoring Twitter the whole time, but it was
for other
reasons. I just want to have fun more with it. I mean, we'll get into political stuff for sure.
Yes.
But I saw that yesterday, and then I didn't see it right away. And then I saw some of your responses. I'm like, I don't even want to go to where people are going right now. I want to talk to you about it. So I get it. I mean, we have this debate here on masks, and you nailed it. The CDC is recommending in LA starting Friday, they're telling when you go to essential places, including grocery stores and other places, you are required to wear masks. Now, we still have people like Mike Osterholm. Mike's going to be on my show again tomorrow. Mike thinks the cloth mask, not the N95, and we desperately need more. He thinks it's more for your peace of mind. So I get the disparity. Well, so but what? If you want to do it, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes. So most people are – this is the beauty of where people are at right now. And I'm curious about the psychology. I have a theory on this. But first, we'll let the listeners understand what happened. So just post a picture of me and my wife going to the grocery store. We both had masks on. Here we go. Grocery shopping in the age of coronavirus. That was it. And so you get some people like, your media hyping it up, blah, blah, blah. Why the scare? Then you get other people who are like, why are both of you going to the grocery store?
Right.
Like, so I can't win. I'm either being like overly hyping it up, or how dare the two of us go to a virtually empty grocery store at 7:30 p.m.
Like,
so you're like, okay.
You're the president and vice president. You can't be in the same place at the same time, because you and Alyssa have never traveled somewhere together before.
And I get it. The theory is like, hey, we're trying to have social distancing. We don't want a bunch of people going who don't need to go. But like, first of all, do you think by responding to someone on Twitter in this way, like, what's the goal? Are you going to, like, am I going to say, like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to go get in the car right now. No. It's just, it's a superiority game. It's so people can look and preen and be, I know more than everyone else.
That's it. You know,
and I understand why people are anxious and you want to control what you can control. And the anxiety, I think, in many ways is manifesting itself in this tattletale, call out whoever you think is doing it wrong. Like, the reality is people are doing a very good job in this state.
We
don't need to take a picture of every four people who are playing basketball.
Right.
Okay? Like, should they do that? No. Do we need to be hysterical like they have just set the state of Minnesota on fire? No. Like, calm down. But people, I think, are really, because the anxiousness, one way you feel better about that anxiety is if you can build up this illusion of control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's starting to show, as people kind of, like, the tattletale culture is in rare form in Minnesota right now.
Well, and listen, Twitter is great in so many ways for information, for humor, for the back and forth. It also at times shows the worst in people, and people are stressed out. But you're right. I mean, we do have a society. And it's not everybody, but it's a lot of people who want to say, oh, I knew you were going to do this, and I'm here to point it out. Hey, I don't have the context. I don't know really what else is going on, but I'm here, Joe in the basement, or, by the way, Dave, who's very successful, and I'm going to point it out. Because if you and Alyssa decide to go to the grocery store one time, I'm sorry, I'm not worked up at all. If all of a sudden I see you and the entire CCO team there.
Right, yes.
That's a different thing than you and your wife.
We're not bringing the kids, but whatever. Like, I get it. If you're a grocery store worker, or you're somebody, like, maybe you're shopping for somebody who is an at-risk person, you're more on guard about it. Like, I get it. I understand. Everybody has their anxieties. But I also would remind you that, like, saying nothing is an option. You do have that option to not reply. But so there was that. Then earlier in the day, I posted a picture of a bike ride, and I stopped by a waterfall and posted a picture of me sitting there and remarked that the stay-at-home order did not apparently apply to the funk, the herby funk scent that was coming from behind me. A couple of guys were sitting by the creek just having the time of their life.
Yeah.
And of course, someone replies, they're like, well, this is evidence of, you know, just how this coronavirus transmits through the air. You should be wearing a mask. And I'm like, my God.
Awesome. Well, so I want to ask you about a tweet that you put up the other day about neighborhood gatherings on this. So hang on. Mm-hmm. Jason's with us. You can chime in anyway. You can chime in through Twitter at Darusha J. Chime in towards me at Chad Hartman Show. You can also send a text 651-989-9226. Back in moments, and do not forget, Governor Walz, he is going to modify And some might think it's significant. Others might think it's tweaking. He's going to change the stay-at-home order. He's going to do that at 2 o'clock, and you'll hear it right here on CCO. Jason DeRoscia with us. Don't forget Governor Walz, teleconference, 2 o'clock. Andy Slavitt, who I really think is a great follow on Twitter, and also he has a new podcast out on COVID-19. We recorded a conversation with Andy a little bit before the show. We'll play that at about 1:07. Okay, let me react to a tweet from you on April 5th. Took a 5-mile walk in Maple Grove. I'll add la-di-da. No, seriously, the walks are keeping me sane. I was outside yesterday for about 4 hours post-show. It's knowing the weather that was coming, we all needed.
Yeah,
saw plenty of people out, but keeping their distance. Saw a few people sitting in driveway backyards having social distancing gatherings, which seems stupid to me, but it's the exception, not the rule. Now, in my neighborhood, in fact, right near me, Jason, good friends of mine, they get together pretty, well, I don't want to say every, but I'd say about every other day around 4 to 4:30, and they do. They stay, the husband and wives, if applicable, and the kids, they stay close to each other, and others are away. That's one driveway in my general neighborhood. I see it reasonably often where people seemingly are doing a good job. Do you think it's foolish to even try that because it's unnecessary? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, my main point in that was trying to say that it's not as bad as like people are making it seem. I think some people are acting like no one's listening to these orders and the parks are overrun with people. When it comes to the neighborhood gatherings, I understand the conundrum, right? Because people are going crazy. And my view on a neighborhood gathering is this: if you know that the other people are staying at home and aren't like going to work or whatever, and you keep your neighborhood gathering with the same people all the time, I think that's a fairly smart way to do it. Now, I will say that the original guidance we had from the state was no gatherings greater than 10.
Yep.
And keep your distance. And then we went to a stay-at-home order, which is different. It's a higher level. And so to me, to go to all this effort to work remotely, to close all these businesses down, it's not in the spirit of the stay-at-home order to make all these little exceptions to be hanging out with your neighbors. So I would not choose to do that, but I also am going to work, and so I am the danger, right? Like, I'm the one going to work other people. So that's kind of where I am on that. It's pretty low on my freak-out level.
Yep.
That's why I would say I think it's kind of stupid, because we're at a stay-at-home order. It's a next level from what we're at before.
I get what you're saying, but I still think if you're keeping the 6 feet and you're staying true to it, I think you can do this. Like the other day when I went for get outside, I reached out to my best friend. We stayed 8 feet away from each other, went to a place in between our houses and walked for like an hour and a half just to kind of get caught up. If people are going to do that, I don't have a problem with that.
I do think that at a certain point, there are decisions that you need to make to keep your mental health in order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
right.
saying that should be an excuse for doing whatever you want, but reasonable things like what you're describing, I'm just saying, like, here's what the state is telling us. And they're saying stay at home is not supposed to be an excuse for people to be hanging out with each other. If you're comfortable that the people you're hanging out with are also observing the best practices, then that's one thing. But
and
like,
that's the hard thing to know, right?
That's you don't know. So that's the risk. Like to hang out with me, I'm the risk, right? Like I'm going to work, different people at work. I would not feel comfortable putting myself in that situation. But we don't know what other people are doing. And you look at like, say, for example, you're a blended family, right, where the kids are going back and forth between mom and dad.
Right.
Well, imagine how big your sphere is getting now.
Well, I'm in the middle, and we got about 45 seconds. I'm in the middle of that. I share custody equally with Kathleen. Right. In the first 10 days or so, out of respect for her, when I still was working downtown, and it saddened me, but I kept Q over there. Well, then when I started working at home and showed no signs of anything, nobody else here did, then we started going back and forth. And she got furloughed, but until then she was working at home too. But there's a lot of trickle-down effect, and I get what you're saying. Hey,
it's
up
tough.
Against the clock.
Most people are doing their best. That's my bottom line.
I'll look forward to more role-playing later today on Twitter. Thank you. Mr. DeRusha, follow him. He'll cause you to laugh, chuckle, and think about some stuff on Twitter, which is the point. DeRusha J. Linda's construction time check is 12:58. Time to protect your home against drafty windows and doors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.